Well, here's a grand opening party you don't want to miss, especially here in West Michigan. Joel Bierling here to talk about Beer Distillery. They've been busy. We've got the makeup here in the studio, and boy, if it was 5 o'clock somewhere, we'd be sipping. Beer Distillery does have their grand opening party. Joel Bierling, president, on behalf of your labor of love. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always been a pleasure coming in, so thank you for having me again.
We don't say no to what's happening. Number one, because you're involved in the community, you're bringing a grand opening to our fruition, and also you've got a couple of drinks to talk about, and they're right here in the studio. Joel, tell us a little bit about you and Beer Distillery.
I've been distilling now for a few years. Basically moved to a new location on West River Drive, just about a mile east of the ballpark. We just opened in middle of August. I had been running out of room previously, so we got quite an upgrade in space. Basically, it's a production facility for the distillery, but also we have a bar and tasting room, so we can make a full line of cocktails. You can drink the spirit straight, too, if you want. And yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's a good time.
How'd you get into this business?
Well, that's a very long question, or a very long answer to your question, I should say. I've wrote computer software for about 20 years, and I really kind of wanted to switch gears. I'd been brewing beer for a while, and obviously there's lots of breweries in the area, so I wanted to do something kind of new. And distilling kind of involves everything that you need to do during brewing, except it adds a whole another layer of complexity on top of it. So that kind of appealed to my technological background, and I have a lot of gadgets that I get to play with now, and so it kind of is really fun for me too. So
Beer Distillery, obviously kind of a play on your name.
Yes, it is. My last name is Bierling, so that's where the B-I-E-R comes from, German or Dutch for beer, and so there's that obviously tie-in to myself and the company name. Also, part of the process for making whiskey is you essentially make a distiller's beer first. So their beer is a part of making whiskey. Third, also, we are working on a beer and wine license, which is approved but not yet issued. So we have beer and we have wine. We're just not allowed to do much with it yet. So hopefully soon.
Good excuse for another opening party. So located on West River Drive right there in Comstock Park.
Yep.
You have a party today. What's up?
Yeah, so it's going to be really fun. We're starting today at 3 o'clock with barbecue. We're working with the grilling company, which is just down the road, and they're bringing in some their equipment, and so we'll have a big smoker sitting out front. So the barbecue starts at 3 p.m. We're doing a ribbon cutting with the Rockford Chamber of Commerce at 4:30 p.m., and then we'll have live music starting at 6, two different acts coming in to do some music for us all night long. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then rinse and repeat tomorrow too on Saturday. So we'll be watching the game, you know, starting around noon. We'll have barbecue from the smoking pit, and we'll have live music starting again at 6, again going all night long.
Right. With live music, Jimmy Stagger is going to be a headliner at 9 o'clock Saturday night.
That's right. He'll be closing things out, so it should be a lot of fun.
That's great. And this is a grand opening for the next stage of life.
That's very true. I think there's only good things to go to from now on, so it should be fun.
Great. All right, let's clank some glasses together, because you have brought in and prepared a drink or two. What's going on?
Right. So I have a couple drinks here. I have one is kind of a traditional historical drink. It's called an old fashioned. It uses my rye whiskey. Has some bitters, some simple syrup. And orange. So the orange is really kind of what really makes the drink. You basically make a twist of orange that you put into it. But when you're making the twist, the orange kind of sprays out this mist. And so we kind of aim that at the glass. And so there's really the scent of orange as you drink it as well. The other drink that I brought along is called our butter beer. So that's butter, B-I-E-R, though. So that's obviously our take on it. It's sort of a kind of a drink that kind of was, I think, made popular with the Harry Potter movies. And the kids all went to drink probably now non-alcoholic versions of it. We make an alcoholic version, of course, and also a non-alcoholic version of it for the kids. So, but that's a really fun drink, and it's really kind of dessert in a glass to some degree.
Yes.
Now, if it again, I'll save the sipping, but that's what's fun about it. Looks like your distillery. Are you going to be teaching classes or having any special?
That is the plan long term. I've been talking with the KDL, Kent District Library, about doing some classes. With Davenport and Aquinas. So kind of see what happens. Probably start something up with those sometime next spring, I hope. But it's a very interesting. I think a lot of people are interested in it. Unfortunately, it's technically it's illegal to try this at home. So this is kind of a safe environment for anyone to learn in. And if we have classes, and we can kind of go through the whole thing. So.
So if and when I bring my roving microphone to your site, what will you teach me to do?
Well, we can go through the whole process. You know, basically mashing, fermentation, and then distilling. So it's really quite interesting. There's a lot of stuff to learn and a lot of technology involved. But it's something that you really only can learn how to do by actually doing it.
Hey, what's your Barrel Proof Club?
That's basically a club that we have. It's sort of like a mug club, but it's a spirits based. So basically, if you sign up with our Barrel Proof Club, you'll get t-shirt and glass, of course. So you can share us with your friends, and also you'll be able to take in special events, such as the release of any new products that we have. We have a Italian Amaro. It's an herbal liqueur coming out soon. An absinthe should be out sometime soon too, which is a really cool spirit. And then, once our whiskey hits 2 years old, which will happen in April, we'll actually have a Barrel Proof Club of our version of the rye whiskey.
Yeah. So details one more time for today, please.
Everything starts at 3 o'clock with the barbecue, ribbon cutting at 4:30, and live music starting at 6:00.
Great. Living the dream.
Absolutely. Good. Dream come true.
Yeah. And again, up on West River there in Comstock Park, and doors are open for business.
Yes, they are. And come and party with us.
What's the name of that? What would we call the name of the drink with the Cool Whip?
That one is the Butter Beer.
And this little one is?
Old Fashioned.
Okay. All right, we'll save those. How long will those save? Will those save for 5 o'clock for me today?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Joel Bierling. Congratulations on your grand opening today, tomorrow, and then and beyond. So we'll speak again. Take care.
Thank you.